Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Labor Strike Worth Life Center for our spiritual growth and development. Thank everyone for being with us this week. We're going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to go into our lesson. During this time, we are going to talk about spiritual. So these prayers that we'll be lifting up for spirit. So for those of you that are tuning in with us, thank you for tuning in with us to begin our time of prayer. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, release a spermatic word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purpose of God. We die to the natural man. We cover our churches, its pastors, peoples, ministry, and facilities, all that we are, have, and possess, including our families, marriages, children, jobs, finance, possession, health, faith, and welfare, with the blood of Jesus. I bind Satan, the spirit of Baal, the prince of the north, south, and west, the prince over every continent, the prince over the United States, the power over the state of Illinois, and the prince over the city of Chicago. I bind the prince over this all territorial spirits, all principalities, all exousia power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, all spirits not of the Holy Spirit. I bind the ruler's spirit assigned over the individuals of this ministry and their families. I bind on and below the earth all watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropper spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection, divination and witchcraft spirits, spirits of suspicion, all spirits of Jezebel, Typhon, Guile, and Antichrist, the fault finder spirit, the death spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation, false accusation, all spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, all blocking spirits, all spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, and argument, the Ahab spirit, the spirits of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. I bind all litigation, discontent, and warring spirits. I bind all familiar spirits assigned. I bind the spirits of seduction, island spirits, pride, assumption, unbelief, distraction, assassination, character assassination, doubt, all fear spirits, and all nature spirits. I break the power of witchcraft, all the manifestations. I bind the spirits of the wizards, Native American Indian witchcraft spirits, the religious spirits, the spirits of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, spite, and the root of bitterness and malice, and all other human spirits. I bind the third eye of the meeting. I bind all of their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks, their assignments and operations, all seeding, work, plans, activities, traps, wiles, snare, curse, hexes, vex, bewitchment, enchantment, cantrips, ligatures, judgment of witches and warlocks, all acts of evil, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, candle magic, potion magic, black magic, white magic, and contagious magic, all omens, crystal lamancy, or voodoo, all Caribbean, South American witchcraft, Eastern mysticism, the New Age movement, workings of curses and rituals and sacrifices to Satan. I bind all demonic thoughts, threats, mental locutions, statements, or ideation, and all self-inflicted curses through negative confession. I bind imagery and magnetism, magnification, take all of these things, captivity by faith, and call them canceled, made null and void, never manifest or come to pass, cursed and destroyed at their root, rendered of no effect, judged, never seated, cast down as vain imagination, and broken off of our ministries, its peoples, and families, immediately, completely, and permanently. I cut and sever all ties, bonds, cords, soul ties, with corporate or personal sin, repenting and renouncing all sin, all by trusting and expectant faith in Christ Jesus' name. And I decree all these prayers accomplished by your glory, Father. Now that these spirits are bound, I break their supply lines, patience, and bind up and off of us all the retaliation bodies. I speak and decree upon them spiritual death, dumbness, blindness, paralysis, and incapacitation, all in Christ Jesus. I feel their plans to continue and decree all of these things accomplished in Christ Jesus. I decree that they cannot obstruct, confuse, harm, deceive, or divide our people to frustrate the move of God in Jesus. I loose the perfect will of God and the untapped power of the Holy Spirit, everyone involved in this vision, and I release them to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring forth the perfect will and purpose of God. We come into agreement with the ministering angels, warring, guarding of the Lord Jesus Christ to be dispatched immediately. We send you forth to call these prayers to be according to the words we have spoken. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for salvation, deliverance, healing throughout our community, cities, and nation. We thank God for the body of Christ working where you are taking your church for this. We take authority over every territorial spirit throughout the United States, confess that this land was dedicated to and still belongs to Jesus. The people are free to pray, praise, and worship as the Spirit leads. Satan is bound. I also bind every spirit mentioned or unmentioned, known and unknown, coming through any individual, organization, adversary, or would-be adversary in Jesus. You are forbidden to operate against the vision of God, and I command you to return to the point of your origination against you. I send you back and return all curses that came with you in Jesus' name. The angels of the Lord displace you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone we have prayed for today, and we ask that you will plead our cause. O Lord, with them that strive with us, we ask you to fight against them that fight against us. Lord, we ask that you would take up shield and buckler and stand up for our help. We ask you to draw out fear and stop them that persecute us. We ask you to say unto our souls, we, your salvation, a people of your salvation, we ask that you, that our enemies be confounded and put to shame that seek after our souls. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devises our hearts, our hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them, for without cause have they hid for us their net in a pit, which without cause they have dug for our souls. We ask that destruction come upon him unaware, and let this net that he had hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. fall. We ask that our souls be joyful in the Lord. We ask that we shall rejoice in our salvation. We ask that all of our bones say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us, hear our Heavenly Father's voice, and to lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with thanksgiving and praise. We come to you in fear, in trembling, in truth. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and for the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Strong man called spirit of bondage, spirit of death, spirit of divination, spirit of dumb and deaf, spirit of familiar spirit, spirit of fear, spirit of pride, spirit of Leviathan, spirit of heaviness, spirit of infirmity, spirit of jealousy, spirit of lying, spirit of perverse spirit, and spirit of whoredom. I rebuke you and bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, along with all of your works, roots, fruits, tentacles, links that are in our presence, the presence of anybody we have prayed for today, every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our body, every our houses, cars, trucks, buildings, go with Jesus Christ. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over myself, each person we have prayed for today. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy any familiar spirit that has allowed any of these demonic strongmen into our presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14:14. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all of your works, fruits, tentacles, links are now dead works in our lives. I declare that your power over us is broken. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, all generational word curses that we have placed on ourselves or by others in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to loose into each of us the spirit of adoption, the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit of truth, the spirit of resurrection, life, and life more abundantly. The Holy Spirit and His Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill us, everyone prayed for today, with your Holy Ghost anointing, power over us with your presence, your anointing, your power in the name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship, praise before you, and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over ourselves, each person we see, from the tops of our heads, soles of our feet. We apply the blood of Jesus over the airway that surrounds us, over telephone lines, over our homes, properties, offices, marriages, ministries, cell phone frequencies. We apply the precious blood of Christ as our protection, and we ask you to render powerless and harmless and nullify the power, destroy the power, cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic spirit, demonic strongman, messenger of Satan that tries to come into our presence, everything in our home, our pets, our property, everything in our cars, trucks, our marriages, our finances, our ministries, our telephone lines, our cell phones, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I renounce all lust, perversion, immorality, uncleanness, impurity, sexual, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all ungodly soul ties and immoral relationships, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness, in the name of Jesus. I forgive any person who has hurted me, disappointed me, abandoned me, mistreated me, or rejected me, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all pride, haughtiness, arrogance, vanity, ego, disobedience, rebellion. I renounce all envy, jealousy, covetous, unbelief, and doubt, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all selfishness, self-will, self-pity, self-rejection, self-hate, I renounce all ungodly thought patterns, beliefs, Jesus. I renounce all ungodly covenants, oaths, vows for my or my ancestors, Jesus. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom spread and be established, preach. Let the gates of my life be open to the kingdom of glory. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty. Your throne established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth move. Lord, you have prepared your throne to the heavens. Rule over all is never left, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom, talk of yourself. Let men know your might and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following. Father, I receive the kingdom because it is your good glory to give it to me, to give it to us. Let the righteous joy establish our life. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His according to Revelation 11. And let the saints possess the kingdom according to Daniel 7. Overthrow the thrones of wicked kings according to Haggai 2:20. Preserve me unto your heavenly kingdom. According to 2 Timothy 4:8, but the scepter of your kingdom is 40:1-8. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, if all things are added unto us. Break in peace and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion, according to Psalm 72:8. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord.
I release the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus. Judges 7:18. I will wet my glittering sword and render your vengeance against the enemy. Deuteronomy 32:41. Gird your sword upon your thigh and ride prosperously through the earth. Psalm 45:3. Let your enemies fall by the sword. Psalm 63:10. Let the Assyrian fall with the sword. Isaiah 31:8. I release the sword of the Lord against Leviathan. Isaiah 27, 1. Send your angels with flaming swords to fight my battle in the heavens. I release the two-edged sword to execute judgment written. Psalm 149, 6. Release the sword out of your mouth against the enemy. Revelation 19 and 15.
Pray that we are redeemed from the curse of the law according to Galatians 3:30. I break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, destruction, in the name of Jesus. I command all generational spirits that came into my life during conception, womb, the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. I break all spoken curses and negative words I have spoken over my life in the name of Jesus. I break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over my life by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. I command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of my life in the name of Jesus. I break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. Have no legal right to operate in our life. I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our life from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. I renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our life in secret in the name of Jesus. I break all written curses that would affect our life in the name of Jesus. According to 2 Chronicles 34 and 24, I break every time release curse that would activate in our life as we grow older in the name of Jesus. I break every curse Balaam hired against our life in the name of Jesus, according to Nehemiah 13 and 2. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our life into a blessing. I break all generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. I break all curses of death spoken by people in authority over our nation in the name of Jesus. I break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all covenants with death, hell, made by our ancestors. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our life in the name of Jesus. I command all demons that claim any legal rights to my life through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons of cult involvement, witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all spirit marriages that would cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our life in the name of Jesus. I break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. I have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord and we are one spirit with him. And so we break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the body and blood of Jesus. We would divorce ourselves from the demon that would claim our life through ancestral covenants, and then we bind and cast out any family demons that would follow our life ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus, we pray. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor to lead us in prayer.
Allowed us to be intercessors, Father God, for not only for ourselves, Father God, but for others too, Father God. And we thank you and praise you that you have heard our prayers, and you not only hear those prayers, you have also answered the prayers, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to come before the throne of grace, Father God. We thank you that it's an honor and privilege that you called us from out of the muck and mire clay, Father God, and you made us, Father God, and strong in you, Lord. So we say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your word that came to give us life and that which more abundantly, Father. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that dwelling within us, Father God, that are leading us and guiding us into all truth, Father God, and teaching us. So we thank you, Father God. We praise you and we glorify you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this evening, Father God, for the prayers, Father God, for the lesson. We thank you for the facilitator, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that on last week you gave us so much wisdom and knowledge according to your word, Father God, that we're coming back excited, Father God, because because we know that your word, Father God, is going to go forth, Father God. But we thank you now, Father God, that it take hold, Father God, in our lives, in our hearts, in our spirit, Father God, that we don't just sit dormant, Father God, anymore, that we arise up and act. And act, Father God. We arise up and occupy, Father God. So we thank you now for Minister April, Father God. We thank you for each and every one that come out for this evening at the Bible class, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, we praise you because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of all praises and all glory and honor, Father God. As we move through this evening, Father God, allow your Holy Spirit, let your Holy Spirit, Father God, that penetrate our hearts, our mind, and our soul, not only here, Father God, but on the airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that when we hear the word, Father God, we'll be excited to work, Father God. We'll be excited to go back into the vineyard, Father God, and go to the mountaintop and don't come down, Father God, because you sent us, Father God, to do a good work. So we are standing, Father God. You told us to stand ye therefore, Father God. So we are standing on your word, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for labors for Christ, Father God. Thank you for our apostle, Shonette Horton, Father God, that she is the woman of that you have called, Father God, to allow classes and allow teaching and allow ministers and prophets and to go forth in your word, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that you are teaching her, and as you teach her, Father God, she will in return teach your people. So we thank you, Father God, and we thank you now, Father God, that she's not selfish, Father God, that if she knows that if she teach your word, Father God, that you're going to raise up some more strong soldiers, Father God, and they will go out fighting the battle, Father God, because you're, oh, hallelujah, Father God, because you said the battle is not ours, but it's yours. So we thank you now, Father God. We do pray, hallelujah, Father God, for strength now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because the enemy seems to be getting angrier and angrier, but we know that you told us to resist the devil and he shall flee. So we thank you now that you have given us resistant power, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us your word that's come to tear down the stronghold of man, Father God. So we say thank you now, Father God. Oh, you are awesome. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, hallelujah. There's nobody like you, hallelujah. We do lift you, oh, my God. Ooh, Jesus, we do lift you up, Lord. Ooh, we do. We magnify you, Father God, and we thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each hearer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will stir up fire, Father God, and they will get up, Father God, and go out and do your work, Father God. Bless each one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them power from on high, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they can tear down the stronghold of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you, Father. It is only you and you alone, Father God, that is doing these things. It is truly marvelous in our sight. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this. Thank you for the lesson that's going forth, Father God. Thank you for your anointing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are putting your seal of love on top of the word, Father God, that you're putting your seal, saying it's all right, Father God, for us to study, show ourselves approved. It's all right for us, and so we won't be ashamed, Father God. So we thank you now that we can stand you there for in your word, Lord. So we say thank you now. In Jesus' precious name is my prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you.
Lord, we are your time for us as your words are not hard, like pulling down. Satan, you have lost the war. I said, Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. I say, Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. I said, let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after flesh, but after thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort. Deliver us from the strong enemy, from them that are too strong. Deliver us and bring us to a large place. We are your battle axe and weapon of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies. And we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. We'll beat them smaller to dust and cast them out as mire. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken. We did not stop till they were. We have wounded them, and they're not able to rise. They have fallen under our. We tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon, trample under. We tread upon serpents, scorpions, power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. We tread down the wicked, their ashes under our feet. We will arise, rush, and beat the enemy in. We rebuke every wild boar in the field in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest, every beast of the forest that comes to devour. We rebuke every lion of the forest. We close the door to every demonic rat that was sent to come to our life in the night. We bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances in the future. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy. We bind, expose, cast out any demon that would try to steal, that would try by self undetected to come into our life. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any from our life. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring to our life. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our life in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demons that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. We remove all leaven of malice with our lives. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from our life. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils, sins, the flesh, or sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We command our devils to leave our children.
Yes.
We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our church. Let every spirit hiding from us be exposed in the name of Jesus. And let every hidden snare for our feet be exposed of the devil. We release any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. We will not come into condemnation of the devil. Lord, let no doctrine of the devil be established in our lives. We nullify the power and sacrifice made to devils in our city, in our region, in our nation, in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Molech and any spirit that has been assigned to abort our destiny. Give us strength to we overcome every antichrist spirit, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, let us not operate in the wrong spirit. Let us walk in an excellent spirit. I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear apart our lives. Please, in the name of the Lord, stir up our spirit to your will. We bind and cast out any demon slumber from our life. We bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out all seducing spirits that will come our way in the name of Jesus. We bind and reduce the spirit of light in the name of Jesus. We reject all false apostolic ministry in the name of Jesus. We reject all false prophetic ministry. We reject all false teaching ministry in the name of Jesus. Expose all false brethren to us. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. We reject every false vision, every false prophetic word released to our life. We bind Satan the deceiver from releasing deception to our life. We bind and cast out all fears of self-rejection in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no man deceive us. We bind and deceive which that would keep us from obeying the truth. We pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mystery of the gospel. Deliver us out of the hand of wicked and unholy evil spirits. Leave our life as we hear and speak the word. We rebuke, kill, and cast out the avenger. We bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep to our life. Let the hammer of the wicked be broken. We renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. Let every sparrow that would pursue our life drown. We bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that would try to steal our heart from God's ordained leadership. We laugh at the enemy, the Holy Spirit. We cut the cord of the wicked from our life. Let every cord the enemy tries to put around our life be like burning flax. We break down every wall of Jericho. Lord, cleanse our life from your fault. Let your secret be upon our tabernacle. Lead us and guide us for your name's sake. Teach you all truth. Guide us with your eye. Let us guide our affairs with destruction. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hand. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us and make your way straight before our eyes. Make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth before us. Send out your light and truth and lead them. Make darkness light before us and crooked things. Teach us to do your will and lead us into the land of uprightness. We put on the garment of praise for the Spirit is heavy. Clothe us with the garment of salvation. We put on our beautiful garments. Let our generation, let our garments always be white. Let us be clothed with humility. Cover us with the robe of righteousness. Let our clothes be full of your virtue. Let a mantle of power rest upon our life. Lord, give us prayers that have gone forth this time. We ask you to cover us. We pray. Amen. Thank everybody for coming out with us. And last week we talked about the Queen of Heaven spirit, which we said was a prince of power. Again, we talk about, we're talking about spirits, we're not talking about. Scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness, heavenly places. We define last the principalities over large areas, countries. And so these would be equivalent to command. And so for those of you who are just with us here, our topic of spiritual, this week we're going to be talking about the spirit of Python. We taught this a couple years ago. We're going to teach you to add stuff to it. So we ask you to get out your Bibles, get your notebooks, your pencils, your pens, crayons, magic marker, whatever you want to write with, your tablets. I'm not sure how many are familiar with my teaching, not familiar, but I always have a lot of scripture, and I don't always have time to go through it all, so I just kind of encourage you to just take notes. So now we know, we understand that every town has its own spiritual atmosphere. And so spirits dwelling in a particular region are familiar with that region. They desire to the area. Even the kingdom of darkness was fully aware that Christ had complete authority over them. And so when Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to come out, the spirit didn't argue, it didn't debate, it didn't refuse to follow the rules. It had to come out. Okay? Because even though Satan is chief of his army, he has to serve God, even though it's against his will. You know? So he can only do those things that have been permitted to him. And so we're talking about a prince, we're talking about this Python spirit. And we need to understand that witchcraft can work actual atmosphere having impact over the spiritual climate over a world. And so Deuteronomy 28 and 23 tells us that when people are disobedient, God shuts off heaven's blessing and causes the ground barren. That it uses the phrase the heavens hard as bronze. And so the heavens being hard as bronze could be any number of principality powers that's exerting their forces in the territory, which is why we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit to let us know, you know, what is operating in the territory so that we can
stand guard against the reentry of by our authority. So, what is Python? We're going to be interactive this evening. So I need you to talk back to you. Yeah. So in Satan's army, what is his rank? Because we know we have principalities, we have powers, we have rulers. So where do you think Python would rank in the spiritual, in the kingdom of darkness? Say, soldier, what do you say? The upper echelon? Okay, what do you the upper echelon, okay. If we look at the kingdom of darkness and we compare it to our own military systems, you know that usually there's the privates and the corporals and the sergeants. Those are ones that's out in the field. Sometimes you have lieutenants and captains, but on the higher end, you have majors, colonels, generals. Those are the organizers, the strategizers. They oversee and they instruct the lower ranks personnel. And so the lower ranking spirits are assigned to do X, Y, and Z, but they're not the organizers. Okay? They're only carrying out their assignments and their orders. So again, where do you think the spirit of Python ranks? Because if we understand who he really is, we become adamant about overcoming from power. Have your general, this is from the top down, you have your general, you have your colonel, you have your major, you have a captain, you have your sergeant, you have your corporal, your specialist, say captain, so somewhere in the middle. What do you say? The general. Spirit of Python is a high power position, is over the body of Christ at large. So it's a general. Okay? He's not just some random minion, just some random. His assignment is to keep God's children operating and become the manifest power of God. And so the way he does this is very strategic against everybody who has ever received Christ, every church, every ministry, large or small, the entire corporate. His goal is to hinder those who are God's people from realizing, implementing God's authority and power to whatever degree of potential they're meant to. So his assignment is to gain legal ground and to the ground of believers or ministry's life through false beliefs. Like we said, idolatry, doubt, unbelief, because he wants to hinder God's purpose, destiny for each individual, for the church. And so this means he hinders that person from realizing the call and anointing, all that Christ has availed. And that's done squeezing out the anointing. Okay? So he's a territorial spirit. Like we said last the Queen of Heaven was a territorial spirit. Python is a territorial spirit. We're going to see that as we go through this lesson. So he gathers and communicates information about the destiny, the activity, the calling, the anointing, the level of spiritual authority, the life of those in the territory. He guards territory. So his goal is to mark people for demonic, unwanted, and threatening ministry, especially if it's an apostolic level authority that is coming to the city. We saw this act with Paul, Acts the 16th chapter. We're going to get to that. Okay? So the Python spirit targets cities belonging to God to try to turn them into a place of dryness, shame. And so we know that it's a pulling spirit. It's like a pulling spirit. And so he's after your breath, after the Holy Spirit. So he wants to cut off your prayer life. Okay. But understand, prayer is an opportunity incubator. So enemy does not want you. So again, he's targeting the body of Christ at large because his goal is to keep the kingdom of God from manifesting the earth. And so when we realize and we discover our destiny and we become empowered by the truth, you know, and we can cause extensive damage to the kingdom, then that spirit is going to go on triple duty. Okay? So how many people are anointed? How many people are here? They can hear God's voice. How many seers do we have? That means you. That means you. That means me. I'm anointed. I hear God. You know, I'm a seer. You know, and seers, when they come into the manifest authority of Christ, we can do extensive damage to dark kingdom. We have to realize that this spirit is not like just the witchcraft, because see, these powers work for Christ. They don't work with you. You said that Python was a general. He's giving orders. Okay? So what we see manifesting, you know, Jezebel manifesting, witchcraft manifesting, that's because they have been given orders by Python. So he's got a bunch of little minions, you know, all over the place. You know, but truth is, all of them, they're all working together to sleep breath of life from believers. So if you're doing anything at all for God, especially if you have prophetic anointing on your life, Python, the spirit of Python, is out to cut off your breath, is out to cut off your anointing. So why do you think this spirit hates the apostles and prophets?
That's indeed.
Why do you think he hates the apostles?
Well, they have scare them.
Yeah, apostles and prophets always draw people back to God. We always draw people back to God. So that's one of the. But I mean, we're all, you know, have valid, you know, also like, you know, we have power in our voice, you know, our mouth. We're mouth, we're seers, you know. There's an anointing of God on our life. So I think it's Jeremiah 1:10 said today, this is the NIV version, I have pointed you over nations to uproot, to tear down, to destroy, and overthrow, to build, and to. That's the authority of the prophet and the prophet. So we have to be the church, the body of Christ, the corporate anointing is what it's going to take to go against territorial, the corporate body of Christ. Because Deuteronomy tells us that one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And whatever we bind on earth, I mean, whatever we bind in heaven is loose. Yeah. Whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven. Okay, so there's a power in the corporate anointing. Okay, so everything, little mini is revolving around one primary, and that's usher Satan as the law of God over the earth, is via the spirit of the Antichrist. And so we understand this, and we'll see what he's doing, and then we'll be on alert, and we can cut off his head. Okay, so he works through people and gives the appearance, revelation, discernment, prophecy, diligence, tell the future, And so outside the church, it manifests like fortune telling, horoscopes, like that. No. In the church, it will manifest as a prophetic person who refuses to submit to authority. And then what happens with them, without them knowing it, that second heaven revelation in the beginning of the process with the devil. Well, that's how this deceiving, deceptive spirit is. Okay? We know, according to Isaiah 41:20, that the spirit of divination, which claims to speak accurately, cannot do so. Cannot so outside the revelation of God, prophet. So the only thing the spirit of divination can do is pass. Okay? So he works through lies and manipulating. He didn't have any revelation. Understand that revelation and the occult is close related, because revelation means taking that is hidden and then revealing it. You know, but the word tells us that nothing is secret that should not be made manifest. Because God is revealer of secrets. Okay, my favorite, Amos 7. What's it say? Who knows Amos 7 without looking it up? He does nothing without revealing his secret first to his servants, the prophets. That's my favorite. One of my favorites. Okay, that's what revelation is. Revelation is going to take some message. The occult, on the other hand, is tied. It's going to hide revelation. Okay, so revelation and the occult attempt to unreveal, attempt to hide. Now, this spirit of Python, what the first place we see it is at. It's interesting, though. It is one of the only named spirits in the Bible. In Acts, Acts 16:16, it says, once we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave who had a spirit by which she predicted. That's not the first. I believe one translation says a spirit of Python or spirit of divinity. It's the only spirit, named spirit, that is named specifically. And I think it's because that this spirit has certain characteristics that God wants to warn us. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she was distracting them.
Right.
That's what she was distracting them. That's exactly, that's one of the reasons, one of the ways we see this spirit opera is distracting. You know, running after them, hollering, these are men of God, these are men of God. Okay, yeah, what she was saying was true, but it's the spirit through which she was doing it. You know, exactly. And what I love is that Paul confronted this. He didn't just let it go on. He confronted it, and that's what I think a lot of us don't do. You know, because the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I think sometimes we put a period after we wrestle not. We just don't wrestle. We don't want to pray. We don't want to worship. We don't do nothing. If we ain't doing that, we're not wrestling. You know? So I think sometimes that's what I think. You know? We kind of have this attitude sometimes where it's like, okay, well, you know, we say to the enemy, well, you know, I'm just going to leave you alone. You leave me alone, I'm going to leave you alone. But he'll never leave us alone. But we kind of have this, you know, this spiritual apathy almost. We kind of lay back. We don't want to mess with that. But think about this. When why do you think Jesus cast devils out of people? Because they were there. And so he confronted them. He cast them out. When he got off the boat, they immediately recognized who he was. He cast them out. Ain't no conversation. I recognize who you are. You got to go. Exactly. So he was proactive. You know, and so, but we are kind of more like reactive. We kind of sit back and just wait for something to happen. They were unprepared. But he immediately confronted it. Paul, when they arrived, he confronted this spirit of divination and cast her out. So, and I'm getting away. So the word in Acts 16 comes from the word chuson, which is python, which comes from huso, which is the place or region of Delphi, which was where this oracle was located. So we know divination is, you know, fortune telling, false knowledge by means of an alleged natural encounter. It's a pagan counterfeit, counterpart to prophecy, simply witchcraft. Okay, that's all it is. And if we really look at scriptures, we'll see that divination is by demonic power, whereas genuine prophecy is by the Spirit of God. And so the attitude towards divination is always hostile. Look at Deuteronomy 18 and 10 says, there shall not sound among anyone that makes son or daughter to pass with fire, or use divination, or an observer of the time, or an enchanter, or a witch. Deuteronomy 18. Okay, an enchanter means hiss. It means to whisper a magic spell. Hissing, what is that? It's exact. No. Hissing. The Hebrew word for enchanter is nahash. Whisper magic spell. What enchantment? You know, if we do a comparison, the true Holy Spirit and then this false counterfeit, you know, we can see, like, the Holy Spirit is going to point to Christ, the counterfeit is going to point with a false God. The Holy Spirit is humble, but this false counterfeit promotes idolatry, addiction, potency. Okay? The Holy Spirit is going to endow you with spiritual gifts for edification of the body and deliverance. It's going to give you a false power of sorcery, witchcraft. We're tearing down the body. See how, you know, they're opposite almost. Mm-hmm. So we have to wise up how the Spirit has little minions that's been working in our lives so that we close the door. The traps, snares. We know that we have power. And when I say power, I mean tread upon her. Okay? But we have to walk in the Holy Spirit. Okay? Luke 19:10-19. And then look at, you know, verse 20. You know, so we can't be walking in our flesh. 10:19, which we know, 10:19 says that I have new authority to overcome all the powers of the army. 20 says, don't rejoice that the Spirit of your voice, that your name is written in heaven. Okay, that means that you're walking forth. Okay. So now, this python spirit was in this region that Paul ministered to, so the stronghold in Philippi. This is where Paul was. Okay. Now, we know that a python spirit, the Greeks believe that python was spirit which possessed certain people and prophesied unknown to them through their mouth, like a ventriloquist without control of the body. Okay? So when Paul was in Ephesus, remember last week, Paul was in Ephesus, confronted the goddess of Diana or Artemis. This was to Apollo, Python. So what happened in Philippi with this damsel was a natural picture and manifestation of a ruling spirit that went back thousands of years. Last week we talked about heaven. So let's go back. Like in Greek mythology, there's a place called Python, which sits at the foot of Mount Parnassus. So Pytho was a dragon. This is how this came about. So the Greek, you know, felt the dragon guarded. So he guarded the oracles of Delphi. Apollo, Artemis, you know, he came down. He killed this dragon, and so all the power of the dragon was then transferred to Apollo. So took on the Python, and so Python, the idea ties in with Apollo. The dragon's power was able to counteract contact. So the people, they believed that gods were alive. And so the term Python means any kind of contact with God. Artemis, Diana. And so centuries before the birth of Christ, many pilgrims made this church Delphi to ask for advice from this oracle. They had, you know, the contribution, generous contribution. You know? And so for more than six centuries, Delphi shaped the history of the world. And so the term occult, which is oracle, is an occult term. And it means either a place or medium or revelation of the demon. Itself. So Delphi was a place that had a monstrous temple. And in this temple, all the historians believe that the priestesses, they were intoxicated by fumes coming from underground caverns. They spoke gibberish, which had to be interpreted by the. Okay. So people came from all over the world to this gibberish. So the priestess would breathe in fumes that came up from the ground. Okay, now, you know, these women priests will be possessed, just like we have the fortune tellers today. And some say that without control, that they put without control and translate. Okay, and the people really believed that this God was speaking, you know, but they were just using the vocal cords of the priestess to express their wishes. Okay? Spirit has been worshipped for thousands of years. The other thing is that during the oracle, the priestess, laurel leaf, which is a mildly poisonous, and taken a small amount, prophetic hallucinations. The place of the oracle. Okay? So interestingly, the root word for medicine now sorcery, the Greek is pharmacy. Okay? Which now has come, now it's medicine. Okay? But it was just originally witchcraft. So the word was poison. Source by drugs, you got voice telling, you got the tarot card reading, you got these Harry Potter, this New Age movie, witchcraft, it's still here. Okay? We have transcendental. Yeah, right. All that. There's even a mixture of it in the church stage, like it. They remember back, you know, when there's no word of the Lord or prophetic vision, you know, full times like King Saul did, thought the witch of Endor was not. And we do, or we call, or we allow, or we allow our kids to watch Harry Potter or Pokemon. Or we even read the horoscopes ourselves. Or we do yoga. We're thinking it's just And so this spirit is still, and it's in church, and that we know or unknown. Potter, it was just a movie. So you open at your eye gates, ear gates, or we're letting our kids watch, you know, reading Harry Potter books, whatever. No. But we said, well, let me see what the papers on our horoscope said. Right. Or they think it's just an I don't really believe it, but if you don't believe, why are you reading? Why even entertain yourself? So, all that. So, now, naturally speaking, like I said, Python is a very large problem. Kills his victim by suffocation. Kills his victim by biting. Okay? But by constricting this, generally, while a person. Okay? And so, when he has you in his grip, each time you breathe, the grip gets tighter and tighter and tighter until the last air itself, how tight it just wraps itself around you. It loves to squeeze you, and then it's going to release you a little bit. It's going to squeeze you. That's how this spirit, this is how this operates. Okay, so it's a slow death process. And the only way to kill it is to cut off its head. Okay? Even the scripture says you cut it off at its head. Psalm 74. Okay? So how this translates spiritually, is that this spirit will die one spiritual apathy. When the church is asleep, we're not looking for an attack. When it's coming, it wraps itself around our destination, our revelation, faith. It kills vision. God has. In other words, what this spirit wants to do, it wants to cut off, quench the breath of God. It wants to crush your vision, faith, your dreams. It wants to keep you bound. Okay? It wants to choke the Spirit of God out of you. He doesn't want the Spirit to support the church. This is how the Spirit operates. After. Okay? That is the number one priority. He wants because Python hates breath. Okay? It is an anti-apostolic spirit. It resists prophetic intercession, praise, worship, apostolic translation. Now, it's always going to hang around intercession, but it's going to manifest, oftentimes manifest as Leviathan, Ahab, Jezebel, and Absalom. Okay, so the Ahab spirit is passive. Okay, so this spirit thrives where children of God are passive. Okay, it can smell it. That's the Ahab spirit. We know that Jezebel is divination. I said it. Leviathan is pride. Okay, it bites down, it twists. No, Absalom, it manifests as all that selfish. Self-promotion. Leviathan is pride. Leviathan is the king of pride. Absalom is it's all about me. No. Now we just said that this spirit is going to manifest as Leviathan. Understand that wherever Jezebel is, because you have Python, you have Ace, you have Leviathan, King of Pride. Okay, so this ain't coming out easy. Restraining court is not easy. Okay? Jezebel also works with religion and Okay? You got Jezebel, you have Ahab, you have all this work. See how this is general and you have little group working for him. They're all working together. Put us in bondage. They don't work by themselves. They don't work isolated. So, like I said, if you find by all three, because always, whenever this is Jezebel, there's Ahab. Ahab, Jezebel. Talk about a spirit, not talk about a person. Okay? There's a Jezebel spirit. Believe me, Ahab, that's somewhere. See, so if we detect the Jezebel spirit manifest what's evil. And Jezebel manifests all kinds of ways. It's control, it's divination, it's flattery. I mean, it manifests as a variety of ways. I'm not even going to talk about Jezebel. I'm talking about the python. And so, how is it that we have allowed the spirit to attack the church? It's intercessors and the prophetic watchmen are on the wall. How's this happening? We're asleep. This spirit thrives where the children of God are. Okay? So it's been allowed to come into the church, you know, because it's about the mean. It's about taking over, not just it's about taking over, running rampant the church because we have a record, and we're asleep. You know, the watchman, I'm a watchman, okay, is an intercessor, a type of intercessor which is uniquely equipped to see what others don't see. It has the capacity to see what, that the enemy is invading. That's what the watchman does, okay? So the watchman not only sees, but has to be equipped to give warning. Watchmen reveal hidden things. Intercession is all about standing. So where are the watchmen? You know, we as a body of church, we can no longer tolerate this evil spirit. We have to confront it. Okay, time is not on our side. Because if we don't confront it, the more damage it's going to do. So, remember in Numbers 13, Numbers the 13th chapter, remember when the 12 spies were sent out to spy the land and they returned with a bad report because they were giants of the land, right? Okay, so the first three verses says, the Lord said to Moses, send some men which I am giving you, okay? There's a promise I'm giving you to the Israelites, each ancestral tribe send out with one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Haran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites, not all of them. Jumping down to the 17th verse, it says, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, walked through Negev and went to the hills, see what the land is like, whether the people who live there are strong or weak, whatever. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good, is it bad? Kind of towns they live, are they walled? What's the soil like, fertile? Are there trees? You know, bring back some fruit. Okay. And so, you know, they went up, they explored the land. They went through Negev, they came to Hebron. They said the descendants of Anak lived there. Okay. And then so the 25th verse says that at the end of 40 days they returned to the land. Okay, they came back to Moses, the whole community. They reported to them that, you know, they showed them the truth. They said, we can go into the land and it flows. But the people are very powerful. The cities are fortified and very large. We saw the descendants of Anak there. And 32 says, they spread out among the Israelites a bad report about the land they came before. The land will be land for devours those living. All who saw there are great size. Okay, so God had already promised in the very beginning, but because of the effect, because of the way it looked, fear and discouragement gripped their hearts, and they got into unbelief. That's just like us today. We have these prophetic promises. Don't treat his discourage, okay? And this is how this python crushes our faith, okay? And then we get the word Anna for giant. It means choke, as with strangulation. Sometimes we come to a place where it's a war. You know, with the process slow, we get you know, because this strategy of this general spirit of Python. Like God. Now, remember in the Garden of Eden, serpents, God cursed them. Said, on the belly you should go, you should dust all this life. We see this spirit again, Revelation. So it works. But something had to keep. Well, what are we made out of? Every time feeding. Every time we feed, so in Genesis, they lost our, in Revelation, we're feeding it. We have to confront the spirit. If we don't confront it, it's well. We have to keep this in state out of our garden. Okay? All righty, let's go to Acts 16. Let's go to Acts 16, verses 16:28.
And it came to pass, as he went to prayer, certain damsels possessed the spirit of met us, which brought her master much gain by peace. Same followed Paul and cried, Paul and us, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being freed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Here says, and he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the booth and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, which trouble our city, are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe in Romans. And the multitude rose up gather against him, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them, charging the jailer to keep them safe. Who, having received such a charge and made their feet fast in socks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying, praise unto God, and the prisoners heard.
You can stop. Really quick. So understand, In the 16th verse, we've got Paul and Silas there, men of prayer. They're headed to the house of prayer, and that's when the Spirit launched its first attack, a distraction, followed by a full-blown trial that was aimed to try to take them off their course. He knows he has no authority in the city that prays in the presence of God, so he's going to work to distract the people from praying so they can't fulfill their purpose. Paul and Silas were on their way to prayer, on their way to church. Your spirit has to attack. Okay? When you go to possess the land for God, this spirit is going to fight against you. This Python spirit is afraid of anybody who looks just a little bit like they might threaten his spirit. If he even looks like you can threaten him, he's afraid. He's not afraid of religion. He's afraid of the anointing, of the apostolic life, the prayer, the intercessory prayer. Might wake up and pray. Did you gonna pray? Okay. In the 17th verse, Paul addressed this woman because he addressed the false flattery and drawing attention to herself. That's a tactic of Jezebel right there. Okay. Jezebel manipulates and controls flattery words. That was Jezebel manifest as Python. Okay. Hebrew word for flattery means divide. Flattery means all characteristics. Okay. And so this girl was one of thousands of priestesses Delphi who were called, you know, pythons because they were plugged into this spirit. And so the people would consult this girl because they thought that the God was really giving them attention. We're really just seeing those. And so what happened, according to the way they got her revelation, they went into this frenzy, okay? They would go into this fit and become totally disoriented, and they open themselves to the spirit, okay? Anytime we push ourselves out of our we're operating out of a false. Okay, and so Paul took authority. Most of us probably back way. But notice he took authority. And so when we rise up in our prophetic apostolic authority against the spirit, Paul cast the spirit out of this girl, which meant that her people, her masters, no longer make just cut off their income. So what happened is that they grabbed Paul and Silas, they beat them, threw them in jail. They were falsely accused, you know, goes off of them because this girl was making money for them and now she can't disrupt the thing. How dare you? No. Exactly. No. And so they were in pain. Okay, now they could have laid there and just, you know, you know, they were really at that point they're bound. Okay, they could have complained. But what did they do? At midnight, they were praying and singing songs to God. Midnight, prophetically, of the coming of God. Okay? And so this spirit tried to stop Paul and Silas just before God. Okay? Remember, enemy is always going to attack just before God. So watch yourself. The predatory spirit. That's one that shows up just before trumpet sounds. Shows the light. You know, he's trying to stop your prayer. Pray. That's why when it's darker than it's ever been, in the midnight of our life, when things look dark and bleak, like there's no way out, that's going prayer. Pray. Intercept. Okay? Because this spirit was trying to distract them from their apostolic mission. I told you, he hates the prophetic and apostolic anointing. Okay? So this spirit was trying to persecute. You know, they prayed, and they praised their way. There's, and understand, it's not just any type of prayer that's going to drive it out. Okay? The scripture says in Ephesians 6:18, it says praying with all prayer and supplication, being watchful to this. Okay? So this spirit doesn't want you in a place of prayer, because when you're engaged spirit-led prayer, you're damaged. Okay, he knows you have authority in Christ's name. When we don't pray, then we're keeping angels unemployed. Okay? Pray. Sometimes I think we have this spiritual asthma because we're not breathing in the word of God. We're not exhaling prayer. Spiritual asthma. And that's exactly what the Spirit wants. Cut off your prayer life. Cut off your praise. He doesn't want you to read the word. He doesn't want you to inhale the word of God or exhale prayer. So we got a bunch of spiritual asthmatics. No. The scripture says, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God, because it was their prayers that set them free. No. And so freedom from this Python spirit, it demands a deeper type of intercession. Okay? It's a deeper type of intercession. It starts with repentance, and it goes into a travailing. So it's not just being have prayer to drive the spirit out. It's a travailing prayer. If we look in Romans 8, you know, that type of, you know, 8:26-7 travail, that's how we're going to drive out this spirit. Okay, I mean, reading prayers from a prayer book, you know, that's going to push back the dark for a moment. But that's not going to deliver you. That's not what's going to keep you. It's going to take for confession. Okay, we need to repent for our sins, for our sins, that we have allowed Python a stronghold so God can song of deliverance for some. But how do we defeat Python with God? Jesus of prayer. The leadership calls for prayer. Prophetic intercession leads to prophetic declarations at apostolic level. Jesus of prayer. We want to ask for, we want to ask a fresh move God. We want to allow the Spirit of God to burn in a fresh hope. And a holy burning anger against, which is the opposite thing. It's a sanctified anger. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to act prophetically through us, give us prophetic proclamation, to announce what God says over demonic God's territory. Allow the Holy Spirit and allow yourself to be prophetic apostolic, proclaim God's authority. That's what prophetic apostolic. That's a whole other lesson. But I caught it on Blog Talk Radio, so go back and listen to the archive. Because a true prophetic prophet. And then I hope you got something out of it. Kind of sped through this lesson. Any questions? Comments? No? We'll be back here again next week at 6:30 p.m. for our prayer. And then we'll begin our teaching at 7:50. So until next week,
been made to everyone. And how many